Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What we need is, we need people with a proven record of reform and who are willing to take on the tough challenges, to run into danger, if you will, not run away from it. We need a pro-growth agenda. I appreciate your encouragement. I do.
All right. Most everybody knows that's Sarah Palin, right? Speaking at a Tea Party rally in New Hampshire over the weekend. Hard to hear. The audience is chanting, "Run, Sarah, run, run, Sarah, run," of course, asking or encouraging her, as she suggested, to run for the presidential race. 2012 presidential situation is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the two big things this week, the president's job speech and the politics of running for president. Here, radio host Barry Young and Michelle Larson talk about Sarah Palin and how her supporters are getting a bit tired of her drawing attention away from the real candidates, since she obviously isn't going to run. Is she or isn't she?
I'm not a Sarah Palin fan. I don't think she's ready to be the president of the United States. And I don't begrudge what she has become, which is a political celebrity. She is the Paris Hilton. She is the Kim Kardashian of politics. Whoa. Everybody wants her. No, everybody wants her on the cover of their magazine. Everybody wants her on their TV show. Everybody wants her on the radio show. She brings ratings. She brings attention. And she's very popular. And for a reason. And I don't begrudge her that. She has a lot of power and a lot of influence because of that. I don't begrudge her that.
She's become a real kingmaker.
She's handled this extremely well. I don't think she's running for president. I don't think there's any chance she's running for president. And if she ran, I think she'd lose this primary by such a large margin that it would harm her brand. I think she's playing with this as long as she can. And my question now is, frankly, if you're a Palin supporter, aren't you insulted now? I'm getting insulted that she drops into Iowa, where there are real candidates with real organization that are fundraising, that are working hard every single day. They're putting in 12, 14-hour days to try to do this thing because they think that they're the person to be the president of the United States. I'm insulted that she keeps dropping in there and trying to draw the attention away to her. I'm insulted by it now. It's time to start getting serious. This isn't playtime anymore. Take your little bus and go home. It's time to let the real people get involved.
This is for the big boys and girls. And
it is.
It's very interesting when she's dropped by the Iowa State Fair when they were doing their Ames straw poll. Of course, she draws a lot of attention, but it was even bigger this last Saturday when it's, oh my goodness, 2,000 people she's got. They had to change the venue just to get enough people into that place.
She was driving.
And when you read the stories from all over the corners, whether they're liberal or conservative, people were driving out there from New York, from Oregon.
From Oregon.
I mean, it's absurd. I mean, they came to Iowa so they could see her space.
But she's not going to run. Is there a point where you're just going to get upset that she did this tease for so long that she's basically playing with it, because there are people who really want her to run. She has millions of supporters who really and truly think she would be a great president, and she's just messing with them.
All right. Well, they're two very important people, at least they think they are. A couple of hosts who are upset because Sarah Palin is drawing attention. She's not going to run. I'm telling you, she's not going to run. It can't be. She wouldn't be a very good president. But who among this group would? We have Obama, who's a horrible president, and you look at all the other people who want to be president, and you would like to see there's really one shining star. But is there? No. Most Republicans say there is not, far from being a crowd of folks who are shining stars. So how do you get Obama out of there? You read some of the things that were in some of the the biased press, the opinion journalists who say, well, he's got it locked, he couldn't lose, and all that sort of stuff. Ugh, what a horrible thought. All of this stuff is really kind of troubling, don't you think? 800-510-8255. You may feel troubled yourself. You want to share your troubles with the rest of us. Help yourself. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Presidential race in the focus. Let's listen to Jan Crawford, who reported on the presidential, the Republican candidates for president as they switch from attacking Mr. Obama to each other. This is a CBS News report.
For months, the Republican candidates have hammered one person.
It's been 3 years and he's out.
We are going to make Barack Obama a one-term president.
But now they're ready to start slugging each other. With three debates this month, the gloves are coming off. Texas Governor Rick Perry got a preview this weekend. His emergence as a frontrunner has him front and center for criticism. On CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer asked Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann how she was different from Perry.
I have been at the tip of the spear on issue after issue after issue in Washington, D.C., fighting against the implementation of Obamacare, fighting against the EPA rules, and also fighting against the out-of-control government spending.
For the politicians.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin also took what appeared to be a shot at Perry after reports suggesting he was cozy with big donors.
Some GOP candidates, they also raise mammoth amounts of cash, and we need to ask them, too. What, if anything, do their donors expect in return for their investments?
Campaigning in New Hampshire, Perry ignored the criticism for now and made the case that he is the anti-Obama.
We don't need a nominee who's going to blur the differences between themselves and Barack Obama.
The differences between President Obama and myself are great.
Thank you, Howard.
But this week, expect Perry and frontrunner Mitt Romney to start punching back as the 2012 presidential campaign kicks into gear.
Most expect the real fireworks to start on Wednesday when the candidates take the stage in a major political debate.
All right, so the Republicans eating their young, they're pretty well known for that. And some of them just... They may have the same banner, but they really don't like each other. And you can tell that by listening to them, watching their body language. So what's the solution? I'm looking for solutions. Talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio. I want to have somebody tell us who, either among this group or maybe there's somebody else that isn't running yet, makes the best possible presidential candidate. Who would you really get excited to see in there, and who really has the mettle to beat Barack Obama? 800-510-8255. I'll tell you who I think is the only person who could do it, coming up here on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on your first purchase of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's a great way to turn those fall plans into finished projects. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with any other credit offer or discount. See store for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
O'Reilly. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's Jonathan Carl with Senator Jim DeMint about Rick Perry.
You've got the forum here with the candidates. Rick Perry's not coming.
Right.
Disappointed?
Well, yeah, I'm disappointed. I just talked to the governor, but he has to be back in the state. I mean, yesterday they had some wildfires. This morning it looks like a real disaster. People have been killed, and he needs to be back in the state. A lot of people are coming to hear the governor firsthand today, so they'll be disappointed. But he just said he's going to make it up to folks in South Carolina. He's going to spend extra time here. But the candidates who are here, we're really anxious to hear from, and it'll give them certainly an opportunity to appeal to the crowd that are here.
We're wondering why. I mean, he's at an event in Myrtle Beach this morning. He's going to be out in California for the debate on Wednesday, and you offered to change the schedule around. It seems like he could have made a quick stop before.
Well, we were hoping he would, and so we were going to accommodate him in any way that we could, but that's up to the governor. He has to make his own decision, but certainly we're disappointed.
How strong a candidate is Rick Perry?
I don't know yet. I've never met Rick. We talked on the phone several times, and I know he's the new one in the race, so he's attracted some attention. But it's a long run between now and the final nomination.
Because there's been this impression that here's the new Tea Party favorite, Rick Perry, you know, conservative, fed-up governor of Texas. But, you know, some of the record, I mean, whether it be the obviously taking part in Al Gore's campaign back in 88, voted for the largest tax increase in Texas history in 87 and some other tax increases since then. I mean, are you convinced that he's as conservative as he's kind of been portrayed?
The things I like about all the candidates, but I'm going to hold my endorsement until I find out more about them. Not only what they've done in the past and what they say today, I want to see what they say and do about what Congress does and the president does over the next few months. I want to hear what they say about the president's jobs plan or what this new super committee comes out with. How are our candidates going to respond? I think we're going to find out a lot more about these candidates if we withhold support. I know some people are going to jump sides, but we've got a lot of people here from Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida. We're going to wait a little while to see
I guess the question of how important is somebody's record? I mean, they can say that they're going to be against everything Obama's doing. They can say they're going to fight the super committee and they're going to push for tax cuts and spending cuts. But how important is what somebody's record's been?
That's a big part of it. Well, I'm looking for, I keep talking about three things. They have to have character, there's personal character, integrity. They have to have the courage to tell Americans the truth, even when it's not popular. And they have to have competence, skills. They have to be able to manage the largest organization in the world. So I'm looking for a lot of things on the resume beyond giving a good speech or what they tell me. But, you know, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat, and certainly he became one of the premier conservatives. I'm a recovering earmarker, and I led the battle to stop earmarks. So we can give the candidates some room to change a position, but we can't give the candidates room to try to mislead us about what they've done.
Rick Perry is an expert at that. He's, of all the people that are in this race at the moment, he makes my skin crawl. Ugh. Okay, so that's my 2 cents worth. How about yours? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are at 23 minutes past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Daily Countdown, the hot hits from the weekend. The weekend is over, in case you haven't realized that. And we're going through a list of some of the conversations on some of the talk radio programs, talk television programs. Here's Anderson Cooper talking to Ed Rollins about why he's decided to step down as Michelle Bachmann's campaign manager.
Ed, thanks for calling in. Why are you stepping down?
Anderson, I've been doing this for 3-4 months now. I'm 68 years old. I had a stroke a year and a half ago, and so I work 12-14 hour days. It's wearing, and I have great affection for Michelle. I will do everything I can to have it. It was kind of always my plan to build a team, get through the straw poll. Obviously, we won that, and kind of make a transition when we got to the fall when she's coming back to Congress. So that's in essence where we are today.
Can you say, do you know,
no conflicts in the campaign? I have great affection for her. I'll do everything I can to help her. It's still very much the team I've put in place. I just don't have the endurance to go 12, 14-hour days, 7 days a week anymore.
Ed, I think you got more endurance than me. I know you've been a fighter for a long time. You can still box my ears, I think.
As long as you've been on this earth, I've been doing campaigns. So it's tough. It's young person's game.
The deputy campaign manager is also stepping down. Do you have a comment on that? Why?
David and I have been a team for a long time. We worked in the Huckabee campaign together. His family has recently moved back to Houston, and I think to a certain extent, he's got two young children. He lived in New York before. It's just a good time to make a change. And once again, how she wants to structure it and who she structured it with will be sort of out of the players that are our players. But I think David just decided, because we'd worked so well together, that he would want out to.
I don't know if you can say, but how do you think the entrance of Rick Perry into the race has affected Michelle Bachmann's campaign? Has it changed anything?
Oh, sure it has. I mean, Rick Perry is a very serious candidate who steps in. You now have two serious money people in the sense of Mitt Romney and him. They sort of a little crossover. I mean, I think the debates are going to play a big role. The vast majority of people don't know who Rick Perry is outside of Texas. We're sort of going after the same voter base. And I think to a certain extent it slowed our money down. It took a lot of the momentum that we would have gotten out of the straw poll victory. You know, to win the straw poll after 8 weeks being in a race is unheard of, and normally that would have given you a big, gigantic boost. He steps in the race the same day, and so there's a lot of attention on him. This makes it harder, but at the end of the day, he's got to prove himself from a very tough arena with debates all the rest of it. And she's a good debater. She'll do very well over the next 6-7 weeks, which is a lot of debates out there. So my sense is, I think legitimately it's a Romney-Kerry race with the leaders in the polls leading the money. I think she's the third candidate at this point in time, which is way different and better than we thought when we started this thing. And she's very much in this thing. And I think the key thing here is just do very well. It's, you know, think of it as a marathon with a long time before voters actually cast their votes. Still starts in Iowa. She's still very strong in Iowa.
Ed Rollins, former campaign manager for Michelle Bachmann. I like the way he said, thanks for calling in. They called him. Don't kid yourself. Conrad, what do you think of Mr. Perry?
Well, he's about as scary as anything coming down the line in quite a while. I've been reading about some of the things he's done, like benefits for Mexican immigrants in Texas, raising taxes.
He's what they call a $3 bill. That's what
I'm hoping that all of these Tea Party baggers will all implode upon themselves.
Well, they've got some good points, though. All right, Conrad, thank you. I promised to tell you who I thought would win. The only person who can beat Obama at this point is Hillary Clinton. 28 past the hour.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 28stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 28stamps.com. That's the number 28 Stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 28stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 28stamps.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
A war on workers, and you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party, and you know there's only one way to beat and win that war. The one thing about working people is we like a good fight, and you know what? They got a war, they got a war with us, and there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a b****s out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much.
Boy, does that sound tired, doesn't it? Ugh. Same old stuff. Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa Jr. at the Labor Day rally in Detroit introducing President Obama. The threatening remarks aimed at the Tea Party, the war. Isn't that really what's wrong with America? We're at war with ourselves. And the fighting and the stuff, and a lot of it, by the way, has to do with the rhetoric that you hear on a lot of very popular talk radio programs that are extraordinarily self-serving and maybe entertaining to listen to. You don't take them too seriously, but the problem is you listen to the words have consequences, and people get upset. But listen to the rhetoric there. War, fight, you know, kill our opponents, we're going to be victorious. What is that? What are you teaching children about the realities of the world? If more and more people are going to fight with each other, how do you change the tide of that? I think it's a very strong philosophical question that perhaps as we approach the acknowledgement of what happened on September 11th, 2001, we ought to be doing a little retrospective. We ought to be looking in the mirror and trying to figure out how we can all get along because the news media now wants us to be afraid of small planes. That's the next threat. So all of this talk of this fear-mongering, how is that going to help America be, in order to survive and be strong, don't we have to be unified? And I would grant you that President Obama is probably not the best person to do that, but you can be opposed to somebody without listening or without involving yourself. I'd be ashamed. I remember John McCain being introduced by Bill Cunningham in Cincinnati when he was running for the presidency in 2008. And he'd never met Cunningham. Cunningham introduced him in an ungodly, embarrassing way. And it was not good for, it certainly wasn't good for McCain. I don't know. It brought Cunningham some more popularity, enough to have him start a television program. But what does all of that stuff say about who we are? Maybe that's the better question. 800-510-8255. I admit to seeming somewhat reflective on that, but I think that that kind of rhetoric from guys like Hoffa or any politician, I mean, let's face it, the Teamsters are politicians. That's what they're there for. And sort of to go back and compare and contrast what Hoffa said in introducing the president. If I were the president, I'd have been embarrassed by that. Here's the Cunningham intro from back about 3 years ago.
The stooges from the New York Times, CBS, the Clinton Broadcasting System, NBC, the Nobody But Clinton Network, the all Bill Clinton channel ABC, and the Clinton News Network at some point is going to peel the bark off Barack Hussein Obama. That day will come at some point. The media will quit taking sides in this thing and maybe start covering Barack Hussein Obama the same way they covered Bush, the same way they covered Cheney, and the same way they cover every Republican. I look forward to that day when truth comes. I look forward to that.
Yeah, and McCain wouldn't talk about it. He was embarrassed by it, as well he might have been. Anyway, but the good thing about all of this discussion is that it shows that you don't want to just sit and listen. You don't want to sit and just watch. You want to get involved. And so help yourself. 800-510-8255. Let's talk about somebody who makes a lot of sense. Here's a Megyn Kelly with presidential candidate Herman Cain. They talk about Hoffa's comments.
Let me just start with getting your reaction to that Jimmy Hoffa Jr. comment. It comes in the wake of some pretty fiery rhetoric from folks like Maxine Waters telling the Tea Party they can go straight to hell, from Congressman Carson, right, talking about how some sitting members of Congress who are backed by the Tea Party want to see African Americans hanging from trees. And now we have Jimmy Hoffa Jr. coming out and saying that we want to take these sons of bees out, referring one gathers to the Tea Party.
Yeah. Well, Megan, when the president and the Democrats have produced no results, such as zero new job growth, they have no plans, they have no ideas. The one reason that the president and his administration don't have going to work is because they keep forgetting the business sector is the engine that drives growth. They don't understand that. Secondly, the fact that they have no results and no plans, the president has already spent nearly $1 trillion or more on these so-called infrastructure projects. It didn't work. We can't spend our way to prosperity. He's offering the same old stuff. So all Hoffa and others can resort to is name calling. That's all they have to try and intimidate folks. Now, here's one other thing. When he mentioned about working people, Tea Party people work too. This is the whole point. And the fact that the president made his remarks didn't offer one constructive idea, Megan, about how he's going to get this economy going. And the reason is real simple. He doesn't have any. Zero job growth. And I'm looking on Thursday for another zero in that speech that he's going to give.
Do you think the president should have spoken to it? I mean, it's not like some, you know, TV pundit saying something. This is, you know, Jimmy Hoffa Jr., who was essentially the opening act for President Obama, saying we should take these sons of bees out, and referring to what's essentially become a political party here in this country.
Yeah, Megan, the thing about it is the president talks about civility. Well, his biggest supporters, the union, they are showing incivility. The Tea Party people don't use that kind of rhetoric. I'm not going to stoop to name calling, and I don't think any of the other Tea Party leaders that I know are going to stoop to name calling. What they are going to do is to continue to try and get across the Tea Party message, which has been blurred by people like the unions and others out there. They want three simple things: fiscal responsibility, recognize our constitutional liberties, don't rewrite the Constitution, let's enforce it, and third, let the free market system work. The president's whole agenda has been anti-free market, and this is why this economy is stuck the way it is. The Tea Party people are going to continue to make their voices heard, and I believe that they are going to prevail in November 2012.
Well, Tea Party, one thing, I've said this any number of times, if they would just focus on one thing and one thing only, and that's the economy, the jobs, all the things that are connected to our fiscal and economic situation, they'd have a winner and get away from all of the other stuff that's divisive. That unites the country because there are very few people who think we're in the right area when it comes to job. And he's right. Zero job growth, lost jobs. And so Obama's going to run around and try to patch things up because somebody close to him has finally said, hey, you're doing very poorly in this area, pretty much poorly in almost every area. I like Herman Cain, frankly, and I've said this before, and I'm happy to say it again. If there were two people running together, Ron Paul and Herman Cain would make a very good, a great team, frankly. So, anyway, those are words from me, words from you, 800-510-8255. As we focus on the Jobs speech, which is part of that's the area this week. That and the Republican debate will be what we're focused on, I'm sure, here on the countdown as we move through the week. More about the jobs situation coming up here in a moment on the countdown.
Everyone knows that Cosmo's considered the Bible, a magazine that provides women with all the info they need to have more satisfying relationships and hotter sex lives. But you may not realize that millions of men regularly sneak a peek at it. Well, now there's good news for male Cosmo fans. The brand has just launched CFG, Cosmo for Guys, an interactive monthly app for iPad packed with tips on understanding and pleasing a woman, both in and out of bed. Kate White, editor-in-chief of Cosmo.
The idea for CFG really came from men themselves. They often tell us that they love reading Cosmo because they want to find out what makes females tick. With CFG, we tell them everything they're dying to know. Guys will love all the secrets we reveal, from the touch thousands of women crave in bed to the five words you should never say on a date.
Find the CFG, Cosmo for Guys iPad app on the App Store or at iTunes.com/App Store.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
Follow the stories on the countdown in the countdown box at DougStephan.com. Here's talk host Ross Kaminsky talking to Congressman Joe Walsh of Illinois, who doesn't think he'll go to the president's job speech. That's what we're talking about now. It's scheduled for Thursday, as you'll recall.
It wasn't surprising, knowing you, to hear that you said, I'm not going to participate in this. But first of all, tell us a little bit. Tell us why you're not going.
Well, here's, Russ, here's the deal. And look, I don't know what the president's going to say, and I'll read this speech and I'll respond to anything he puts forward. My objection is this. He's called a joint session of Congress for this speech, and typically we reserve joint sessions of Congress for heads of state from around the world, for presidents during time of war, or to announce at very momentous times. For this president, 3 years into his term, to call a joint session of Congress to talk about some jobs plan, to me, is abusing the very notion of a joint session of Congress. He's doing it purely for political reasons, and I just don't want to be a prop in his political theater.
Why is Barack Obama, in your opinion, doing this in front of a joint session of Congress?
Because he's trying to give the impression to the American people and Congress that he is doing something about jobs. He has failed miserably for 3 years. And now 3 years into his term, for him to, you know, have another speech, that's the other thing, Ross. All this president does is give speeches. All he does is give speeches, and I'm tired of his speeches. He's destroyed the private economy. Look, he's trying to launch a campaign. That's what he's doing, and I don't want to be a pawn. I mean, we'd be pawns sitting there for him.
So, you know, it seems sort of obvious to me that you're exactly right, and yet you're not only the first guy to say you're not going to go. That part doesn't surprise me that you're the first guy to say he's not going. But why are you the only one so far?
Ross, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm sure there are other Republicans that feel the same way. I just don't know. Maybe there still will be some that won't. I mean, I've heard some of my colleagues say as well how tired they are of this president continuing to do nothing but give speeches. Each and every member's got to do what they think is best.
That's Congressman Joe Walsh, who has a lot of salient points in those comments, you think? 800-510-8255. All right, moving to the next talk radio host, whose name is Bill Radke. Here he speaks with Tim Heck about the August unemployment figures. Tim Heck is a newsman in his market.
The employment report for August came out last week, and it was literally jobless. Zero net jobs created in the month of August. Tim Hake, you talked with local labor leaders about the outlook for organized labor.
How about timing? You know, this news came down as we were heading off for the Labor Day holiday weekend last Friday. The Labor Department did report that hiring is flat for the month of August.
Just in the greater King County area, the Seattle city area, it is looking very, very dire.
Steve Fox is executive director of the Puget Sound Labor Agency. He's talking about, yes, the unemployment figures, but also about requests for help putting food on the table and keeping a roof over the heads of out-of-work union members and others. Fox's agency runs a food bank on Monday and Friday mornings.
And this time last year, we were probably serving about 200 people per day, and now it's jumped up to between 325 and 350. And we're handling over 500,000 pounds of food a year.
This week, President Obama will address the nation with a plan to stimulate the job market. David Freiboth, head of the King County Labor Council, says he's disgusted that politicians in Washington have been distracted, unable to focus on jobs. Freiboth argues that the public sector has a duty, in a sense, to stimulate job growth by investing in roads, bridges, utilities, and the like. He says economic recovery depends on public sector help, because tax revenue depends on consumer spending.
The effect of a consumer-based tax base, particularly in this state, is going to be heavily impacted by the volatilities in the consumer market. So what the federal government's role is to prop up state infrastructure projects so that we can continue to keep people employed.
It's undeniable that union membership is declining. Some question the role of the labor movement. I asked Freiboth about that, about the mood of labor today.
The mood is that our work is never done, and so what we celebrate is that we're still here, we're still advocating for working people, we're as vibrant as ever in terms of enthusiasm, and we're going to be here to help rebuild the middle class when this economic recovery finally starts to take hold.
All right, the light switch is on, I guess. The focus on Libya for a few minutes in the next quadrant here of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard coast to coast on great radio stations like WNWSFM in Tennessee, WGIG in Brunswick, Georgia, KOSS in Palmdale, California. Good to have you all on board as we continue looking at the issues of the day, listening to people talk about the issues, and Libya certainly one of them. Interesting, over the weekend, Human Rights Watch discovering secret CIA documents along with MI6 documents exposing the British government's cooperation with Gaddafi in carrying out renditions of terror suspects to Libya. The CIA apparently was involved in that operation as well. Here's Thomas Roberts talking to Victoria Cummack, president of the families of Pan Am Flight 103, who are certainly happy, as you can imagine, about the end of the Gaddafi regime.
The fall of the Gaddafi regime is certainly a joyous event for people of Libya, but it's small consolation for families who lost loved ones in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 more than two decades ago. The decision by Scottish officials to release Abdelbaset al-Megrahi in 2009 was met with anger, met with frustration, but now the government that took in the convicted terrorist is in ruins there in Libya. Victoria Cummack is the president of the families of Pan Am Flight 103 and joins me now. Victoria, take us through the range of emotions that you've been feeling over the last few days as you've been watching this.
Well, frankly, I'm elated to see the progress that the Libyan people, these freedom fighters, have made in only 6 months to pursue and hold Gaddafi accountable for decades of his brutal brutality, as well as we're much closer into getting to seek justice for the mass murder of innocent civilians. This is something that none of the world superpowers have been able to achieve in 22 years.
When the dust settles and people start evaluating what's taking place in Libya, do you think it's important to reevaluate al-Megrahi, the situation? He was returned to Libya because he was dying of cancer, but he seems to have outlived any doctor's declarations of his death.
Well, exactly. And, you know, al-Megrahi did not act alone. You know that in 42 years, nothing of the magnitude magnitude of terrorism could have been executed without Gaddafi's direct orders. The U.S. government and the U.K. government has never issued indictments against Gaddafi or his brutal regime. They've never tried to prosecute him or seek justice or accountability for the mass murder of American citizens. Actually, conversely, the U.S. government rewarded Gaddafi when he turned over the two indicted for a criminal trial by giving him billions of dollars of oil contracts, as well as billions in practically zero interest loans. So it is really important that our hope lies with the Libyan people, that Gaddafi is arrested and also his henchmen, his regime, and they are tried in either the Libyan court system or in the International Criminal Court.
Here is radio host Bruce Wolf with Dan Proffitt talking to Middle East expert Fouad Ajami about
where
Gaddafi.
Where Gaddafi is right now?
Well, if I knew, I would immediately telegraph the people in hot pursuit of this terrible man. I think as Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again. If you remember the hunt for Saddam, you get a sense of the hunt for Gaddafi. Remember, we upended Saddam's regime in April, and the man was caught in December, several months later, and he was caught in the famous spider hole. I think Muammar Gaddafi is looking for his spider hole because all of Libya is in search of him.
And you in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, you struck a rather optimistic tone.
Yes.
About the future of Libya. Certainly, I think there's general agreement that ending Gaddafi's four-decade rule is a positive development. Right. But you struck an optimistic note of what you think has the potential to follow, which is the big question.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right. I have this innate optimism about freedom and the possibilities that freedom opens up for people who have been tyrannized for four decades. Look, Libya is a rich country. It's this oddest thing. Libya is the richest country in Africa with the poorest population. It was intentional what Gaddafi did to his people. He made them poor. He impoverished them because he felt it would be easy to control in that condition. You have a population of only 6 million people with huge oil supplies, 1.6 million barrels of oil a day, good oil, light oil that Europe desperately craves. And you have people who have known tyranny. And you have a transitional council in Benghazi, which has signaled in every way it can that it wants a secular democratic future for Libya.
Yeah, and pretty interesting how they didn't figure there or anyplace else about Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff, right? DougStefan.com.